Can anyone explain why the modern day whales are so big?
The Wire.
The Conference of the Parties to the UN Framework Convention on Climate Change, or COP28, is currently taking place in Dubai. The conference began on the 30th of November and runs until the 12th of December, and UNICEF Aotearoa is sending a delegation of young ambassadors to represent young New Zealanders' priorities regarding climate change. The delegation will leave to Dubai on Wednesday, and all are aged between 18 and 24, offering a range of perspectives, including Māori, Pacifica, rural and urban living experiences, and LGBTQIA+ youth. COP is the biggest climate conference in the world, and this year over 70,000 people from both business and political sectors will attend. In the past, youth advocates such as Greta Thunberg have criticised COP conferences as too much talk and too little action, and the conference has already started with controversy after the BBC reported that leaked briefing documents revealed plans that the UAE to discuss fossil fuel deals with 15 nations. The conference also comes at an interesting time for Aotearoa, as the new government has pledged to reintroduce oil and gas exploration, which has come under criticism by many of the delegations present at COP28. I spoke with Vera Packey, who's one of the young ambassadors in the UNICEF delegation. We spoke about the importance of having young voices represented at COP28 and discussed what role the new government should be playing in involving Aotearoa in global conferences like this. A little bit about the UNICEF Aotearoa Young Ambassadors Group and the importance of having young New Zealanders represented at COP28?
Yeah, absolutely. So the Young Ambassadors Group with UNICEF is a collection of 7 ambassadors across the country. We all have a varied level of advocacy experience, but at the heart, we all just have a really big passion for community and wanting to see things be better for the people that are around us. Lots of us have, you know, done a lot of work in our local spaces, and slowly moving into the national realm, but UNICEF Aotearoa has provided the platform for us to upskill, to really take our advocacy skills to the next level, to talk to policymakers, people who hold a lot of political influence, and then now go to COP28 in Dubai and being able to share the New Zealand lived experience of what it's like being a young person on the international stage. So really, it's an amazing program that's allowed a lot of us ones who have really never even been outside of New Zealand to really take our advocacy to the next level. So the Young Ambassador Program, we are 7. We are between the ages of 18 and 24. We've only been in the program 6 months, so we still have 6 months to go, and we're all across the country. So we're in Christchurch, we're in Wellington, / Hawke's Bay, Matamata, Waikato, and in Auckland.
What are the priorities of the Young Ambassadors this year at COP28?
At COP28, our priorities is really focused on making sure that, one, we keep the 1.5 degrees alive, so that way we're staying within our targets, as well as protecting the 1 billion children's lives that are in jeopardy from the climate crisis. We are aligning ourselves with UNICEF Aotearoa's main priorities when it comes to the climate crisis, which is to declare it a children's rights crisis, and to make sure that we can really amplify the needs and the issues that concern young people when it comes to the climate crisis.
In the past, youth advocates and climate change campaigners such as Greta Thunberg have criticised COP summits, claiming that they're all talk and little action. Do you agree with this, and how could COP28 be different?
Well, for myself, this is going to be my very first COP, so the sentiment that you have relayed is definitely something that I have heard from other people who have gone. Right now, what we want to do is take any opportunity to really make our voices heard, because even on the ground, we're dealing with influencers or policymakers who aren't as active. We're going to be connecting with other young people from across the globe to make sure that we can really amplify our collective voice. And we really understand that this is an opportunity to engage at one of the most important global climate forums. So even if there are elements that are outside of our control, i.e. politicians who aren't as actively engaged in climate issues, despite being at COP, we're still going to utilize the seat that we have at the table to make the most noise possible.
And just speaking about the conference itself and what's happened so far, following evidence that saw the United Arab Emirates attempting to use its role as host of COP28 to make oil and gas deals, what sort of impact can we expect this to have on the summit?
I think understanding kind of the political zeitgeist that we're in at the moment means that every young advocate, especially who's going into COP, has to come in with a lot more fire and a lot more intention to understand what the other players are actually doing. We understand that young people as we are a powerful agents of change, and we're using this as an opportunity to really make sure that the decision makers aren't getting any leeway now that we're aware of what's going on, taking our power to the decision-making tables, making sure that we are going to be able to influence negotiations to make sure that the priorities is on people, making sure that our young people are not left at the bottom of their priority list. And we can do that by making, once again, as much noise as possible. So understanding that that may be happening in the background, but we're not going to let that slide, and making sure that that hits public attention as well.
Is this something we're seeing more and more, groups of young ambassadors from other countries at global summits like this?
Yeah, luckily there's a really strong trend towards different national bodies sending delegations of young people to advocate for the young people of wherever they're from. And it's really powerful to see that it's going to not only bring more youth voice, but specific youth voices to the table. I know there's going to be an Indigenous youth delegation going to be present, and you know, it's going to be amazing to see what happens when we're allowed to really amplify our most marginalized young people to be seen and to be heard on such a large platform.
Speaking a little bit about Indigenous perspective, how important is it that as a country with such a large Indigenous population, we represent Māori priorities in terms of climate change at global conferences like this?
Oh, it's everything. Tiao Māori, Masaranga Māori, they are essential bedrocks when you want to understand how New Zealand can better combat climate change, because that type of Indigenous knowledge, they understand the landscape, they understand the climate in the most natural way possible. So for us to not lean on that type of knowledge and experience would be a complete misstep, in my opinion. And for us as the Young Ambassador Group, that's definitely something that we want to carry forward as we're going onto the international platform, because there is so much that we can learn from and so much that is benefited to us when we lean on tangata whenua and their knowledge and experiences of leading and being guardians of our whenua.
Moving a little bit to talk about the changes that have taken place in Aotearoa amongst our new government, do you think that Aotearoa's new government should be doing more to involve New Zealand in this year's summit?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a bit of an interesting position that New Zealand has, because even though we are a smaller country, we have a really big responsibility when it comes to the Pacific. Not only will we be minding our own communities who live in New Zealand, but we are definitely going to be taking on climate change refugees that are going to come from other Pacific Island nations. So not only do we want to keep ourselves accountable to our own citizens, but citizens who will eventually rely on us for that type of support and care. So I think there's a lot to actually discuss when it comes to New Zealand's positioning and how we are going to handle all of the impacts from climate change when we're thinking about taking care of our communities, as well as how we're going to kind of maintain the responses that we've wanted to have to make sure that we're moving towards a positive global impact when there are talks about reopening gas and fossil fuel exploration. So definitely there needs to be more New Zealand involvement in this year's conference.
Greenpeace has said that there will be a sort of international embarrassment for New Zealand going to global conferences like this amidst reintroducing offshore oil and gas exploration. What are your thoughts on this?
I think it's basically the antithesis of what young people have been fighting for a long time in the climate space in Aotearoa. You know, we've made it incredibly clear that what we want to see is that we can keep within that 1.5 degrees and we want to phase out fossil fuels. So any decision to restart them is just completely in the wrong direction and dismissive of all of the things that we have said over the past couple of years. So embarrassment, definitely disappointing for sure. I think it would just be great to have the opportunity to just thank all of the communities that we get to uphold. For us in the Young Ambassador crew, obviously there's 7 of us, but we're representing a lot more behind us. And our hope is not that we're leaning on our own lived experience, but the lived experience of collections of communities that we've had the opportunity to lean on and to learn from, and hopefully taking this opportunity to really share what it's like being young and being in New Zealand and our experiences of the climate and what we hope to see for the future for Aotearoa to make it through.
That was Vera Packey, one of the UNICEF Young Ambassadors travelling in a delegation to COP28 in Dubai this week, speaking to me about the conference and the priorities of young New Zealanders regarding climate change.